Welcome to the Liz Roberta Show, the podcast for women who are building their empire online and manifesting their ultimate dream life. You'll learn the secrets to success so you can experience freedom and total alignment with your soul gifts. I left my corporate career behind and went full-time in my business after feeling lost for years, not knowing what to do. I got a book deal with my dream publisher, Hay House, which is when my book, Living in Tune, was born. I help soulful business owners to have their next big breakthrough, and I blend magic and marketing for a feminine approach to business that's aligned, heart-led, and full of soul. Are you ready to devote yourself to your calling and make more money than you ever thought possible? If so, let's go. You're probably here because you've read my book and you love spiritual development. So if that sounds like you, I have the perfect program I know you'll love. I have been running Spiritual Coaching Academy for over 2 years now, and it blows me away every time. You will dive deep into your limiting beliefs, erase your witch wound, and learn how to manifest at lightning speed during Quantum Leap Week. One of our graduates said, "I know SCA was one of the factors that played into the life I'm living right now, starting to travel, visit all of the places I want to visit, and creating the life of my dreams. Pinching myself. Everything is happening very fast indeed, but the universe has literally been moving mountains for everything to happen and fall into place seamlessly." And when you graduate, you can also be a certified spiritual coach, as this 3-month live group training program is also accredited by the ACCPH awarding body. This program is a must for soul seekers creating their own personal success with spirituality, as well as business owners who want to add a spiritual coaching certification to their toolkit. We have live energy healings, breathwork, Q&As, and incredible alumni who have gone on to help so many people with their work. So if you feel the call, go to the Spiritual Coaching Academy link in the show notes below or lizroberta.com/SCA to join us for the next live round of Spiritual Coaching Academy. Hello and welcome to the Liz Roberta Show. I know so many of you have been going through this recently, and I did an Instagram live about it yesterday. I have talked about it in my Heartlow Queens broadcast channel, also on Instagram. And this is something that we go through, and I feel like this year, the pace at which we are going through the death and rebirth cycle has been massively compressed. So we are going through it again and again and again. It's like it's been concertinaed, pushed together, and we used to go through it every few months, perhaps, or every few years, and now we're just going through it again and again and again because we are massively speeding up in the rate at which we are elevating our consciousness. And this sounds lovely, but the reality is that it means shedding and purging and facing all of our old patterns and all of our old demons more than ever before in a more intense and frequent and loud way than we ever have, so that we can move through them and get to the other side more quickly, because on the other side is everything that we want. So if you feel like you are on the edge, you feel like you are about to have a breakthrough, but you're wondering why it feels like 10 tons of crap has fallen down on top of you, that is actually, dare I say, a good sign. And I know it doesn't feel like it right now. But when that stuff comes up, it is allowing you to move through it and work through it so you can get through to the other side and receive everything that you want. So for example, this might be happening in your business when one of your old offers stops working and you're like, what the hell? Why aren't people coming into this anymore? And maybe you try and you try and you try, but it just seems like the energy is dying. If you remember the guest episode I had with Kelly Moser a few episodes back, we talked about that, and she said that she felt like her old business was dying. And if you're anything like me, you probably have a habit of holding on too long. This is a lesson I need to learn. I know it logically, haven't fully embodied it yet, that the easiest way is just to cut loose quickly and move on. Otherwise, it gets worse and worse and worse and worse. And when you're going through this death and rebirth cycle and the pace is quickening, things are speeding up, the longer that you hold on to things, the harsher the lesson is going to be shown to you. So if you are feeling the call, like a lesson is being shown to you, something needs to leave your reality, you have to give up good to get great, but you don't want to let go of good, then pay attention and take this as your sign. Because your breakthrough is going to test what is actually required of you. And it's going to require you to move out of safety and security into a whole new level, which is completely unknown to you right now. You've not been there before in this lifetime, but deep down, you know it's possible for you. So if you're on the edge of a breakthrough right now, my advice to you is this. Get all of the support that you can, first of all. So I am going through a massive breakthrough year right now. I have got a one-to-one coach, I'm in a business mastermind, and I'm also doing over an hour of hypnosis every single day. So I am hitting all three of those pieces. And these are the three pieces that I incorporate into all of my programs. The soul, the spirituality, the energy, that's what I'm doing with my one-to-one coach. The business strategy, messaging, content, all of those pieces that I'm doing in a business mastermind. And then the subconscious mind, the mind. And that is what I'm doing with hypnosis. Those are three pillars, the three corners of the triangle of change that are going to make sure you're hitting every angle, especially as a business owner. Obviously, if you're not a business owner, then you don't need the business piece, but you can think about that as the physical actions that you're taking in your life if you don't have a business. But it's those physical pieces, those physical, tangible steps that you're taking in your life and in your business. And so I have invested in support in all of those areas because I don't want anything getting in the way and messing up this elevation that I'm going through to my next level. And so that is the first thing that I would say. I would dive in deep into all of those areas. Make sure you're not missing any of the pieces, because a big mistake that I see is people constantly focusing on one part. So they're just doing the business strategy, or they're just doing the energy work, and yet they're not doing the subconscious mind and or the strategy. And so then you're not getting the full results, and they may be having massive energetic breakthroughs and spiritual breakthroughs, but then they haven't taken the different steps in their business, so they're not able to communicate the shift that they have had or what they're offering or speak directly to the person that they really want to be speaking to. And it affects how they show up in their business. So it really is about hitting all of those pieces. And when you do that, you will be able to move up and have enough balance so that all parts of you are moving up to allow you to break through to the next level without being wobbly and imbalanced and uneven in the areas of yourself and your life that you are developing in. So this is a massive hack. Go all in on all three of those areas. And this is something that I have been working on with my clients. I'm also developing a mastermind right now. So if you follow me on Instagram, you'll know that I am putting together a mastermind. I'm not planning to bring it out for ages and ages and ages and ages. But like Spiritual Coaching Academy and like Spiritual Business Bootcamp, I am going to make sure that all three pieces of what I call the triangle of change are in there. So I'm really looking forward to that. And a big way that you can elevate is just by getting around people who are where you want to go. People who have also decided to elevate and to rise and to break through to their next level. Because I'm sure you can all resonate with that feeling of outgrowing everyone around you. Friends, family, co-workers. And you feel like the pace at which you're growing and changing is so different to the other people in your life. So getting around people who've also made that decision, that declaration that they're going to grow and evolve and change can be so validating, and also will help you to elevate even faster because they're going to support you. You're on a similar wavelength to them and you're on that journey together, because it happens in phases. It's not just like, boom, here you go, here's your next level. It comes in a little bit. And then you step back and you go, oh, actually, I'm not too sure. And then your mind plays tricks on you. You start self-sabotaging yourself and you go, oh no, actually my old place was fine. Like, what was I thinking? No, I'm going to stay at my old level. Like, that was great. And then something will happen that makes you realize you can't stay there. And some of those physical pieces might come in where the universe goes, nah, we're going to start taking some of these pieces away. The foundation starts to crumble. You get the signs that you have to move and you start getting pushed out so that you start to feel unstable again and you have no choice but to move. So you step forward a little bit more and you go, oh, no, actually, that is scary, but I feel like I have to commit to it this time. And you go back and forth, up and down, up and down. As your next level starts coming in more and more, as the old one crumbles away, and as you're forced to step forward into something much less familiar, but there is this gap. And for those of you who read tarot, it reminds me of the Eight of Cups. And in this card, there is this gap. So there are all these cups piled up in the front of the card to represent what has already been built, what you have already worked towards and created. There is someone walking away, and the moon in the sky is looking a bit sad and morose, but there's a big crack in the ground. And this person has not only left everything they've built up behind, but they've stepped over this wide gap between their old life and their new one. And this is like a crack in the ground. So you could potentially fall down and die into the nothingness. But this person successfully managed to step over and walk away, presumably to something greater. So is there something that you need to leave behind right now? Is there something that you need to let go of? And I'm familiar with this process because I did this early on in my business when I let go of tarot readings. I have people here from the very beginning who were with me when I used to do those tarot readings. And they were only $40, and then I increased the price to $45. And I did them for a while. It was amazing. But then at some point, I started to realize, okay, this isn't scalable. And also, I wasn't enjoying them anymore. I got that feeling whenever I saw an order come in my email inbox, I would go, oh. And that is not the feeling one should be getting when they get an order in their business. And that feeling just got worse and worse. And I did raise the price ever so slightly. I think it was like £50. And that didn't help. And so I knew it was time to move up in my business. And I started to position myself as a coach rather than just a tarot reader. And of course, this was really scary because my first coaching package was $1,500. And to me at the time, that was massive. I mean, when I used to work as a merchandiser, I only got paid £1,500 a month. That was my take home after tax. And so to get that for working with someone, doing what I love, helping them in their spiritual business, I was just like, whoa, is this possible? Is this real? And it was real and it did happen, but it was a huge shift for me to go from charging $50 to $1,500. And I didn't have a step in between. There was no in between. I went from $50 to $1,500. They were my only offers. So I went all in. And it was scary, and I didn't let go of my tarot readings. So I didn't ditch them and then just hope for the best. I continued with the tarot readings until I felt like I was at a point with coaching where I could let them go. So maybe that will be comforting to you. You don't have to completely let go of the old level. You can keep doing it at the same time until you feel completely secure at the new level, especially if it's an offer in your business. You don't need to just drop it. You can continue on with it and then let it go when you're completely integrated with the new thing that you're bringing in instead. So that's what I did. And eventually I was able to feel confident in the number of clients that I had. And occasionally I would bring out my tarot readings just to do a flash offer. So I would do them on my birthday and things like that. But I didn't have them listed on my website. And obviously now I don't do them at all anymore. But that was huge at the time. I mean, imagine that for a step up in your business. And so that gives me confidence because I know I've done it before and it worked out, and it worked out well. So if at the moment you're feeling scared about going through an up level, then just know that you're being called to it for a reason, especially if you're getting the signs, especially if it seems like the universe is speaking to you and saying you're ready for your next phase. And this might be that you're transitioning from your job into your business. It might be that you're stepping up in your business. It might be in another area of your life, in love, in health, in your relationship with money. But you can absolutely do it. And you're on the edge of a breakthrough. If you feel like you are, it's right there. It is right there for you. And what it's going to require is even more of you showing up. Even more of you coming out to play. Even more of you stepping out on stage. And I know how scary this is. I know how scary this is. But you can do it. It's literally what you were born for. So don't give up. Ali and I have been obsessed with watching The Hardest Geezer. And Ali watched him from the very beginning. We watched him for most of it, probably two-thirds of it together. Every single YouTube video that he put out. And he was running the entire length of Africa. And so much stuff happened on the way. His car, the van they were using, kept breaking down. They got mugged. He got kidnapped for days. At one point, their equipment got stolen. They had so many visa issues. He was running ultra marathons every single day without a break. He got illnesses and injuries and all these things along the way. I mean, it was the most incredible feat of human endurance ever. And he's just this regular guy. He's 27. He's from Worthing in England. And he's a lad. I mean, it's called The Hardest Geezer. And he has achieved the most incredible thing from endurance. And this is something as well that I've realized, that when we're trying to get to a breakthrough, it can take so much longer than we ever realized. And I had this realization the other day, and it was the fact that I've been trying to get press. So I signed up to this service to try and get some press. And I'd been applying and applying, and all these opportunities were coming up. And I've been trying for about 3 months, and I hadn't heard anything back from any of the opportunities, any of these PR blasts. Sent out so many emails, probably between 30 and 50, replying to these press requests, and none of them had taken on any of my pitches. And so I was starting to think, okay, do I cancel this service? This is taking time. I don't enjoy doing it. So should I just give up? And then I realized, okay, no, endurance is important. So fine, I surrender. I let go. I'm just going to keep going. No matter what, I'm just going to keep going and let go of any emotion that I have around it. I'm just going to do it diligently and without emotion, without anything. It's just something that I do, and I will keep doing it forever. If that's what it takes, fine, I will just do it. The next day, I had someone at the Metro newspaper finally reply to one of my pitches. And it was a pitch in response to an article they're doing about dreams and about getting premonitions in dreams. And at the back of Living in Tune, in the acknowledgements, I give thanks to Louise Hay for visiting me in a dream. And so I told them that, and I said, look, this happened, and this happened before I got a book deal, and then I got a book deal, and I kind of knew it was going to happen because she came to me in a dream. It was a visitation dream, not like a regular dream. And they came back to me the next day after I realized and had this mental breakthrough that it's about endurance and it's about carrying on no matter what, even if there's no sign of any reward, even if there's no result yet, even if there's no praise, even if you don't know if you're going to get a result, you just keep doing the thing because that's what you're committed to. And if you get a result, then great, and take out all of the emotion around that, the lack, the frustration, the fear, all of that, just let it go and just make it something that you do and you're going to keep doing no matter what, and you're not going to give up. And this is kind of living in tune with the law of assumption. It's just like, it's going to happen and I'm going to show up no matter what. And if it comes with a result, then great. If it doesn't, then great. It's not going to change what I do. And as soon as I started having that attitude, the next freaking day, after months of trying, an opportunity came in. And to link this back to the example of the hardest geezer, he had a terrible time. He had such an awful time. And at the beginning, he was raising barely any money. I mean, my husband and I would look at the number of donations he'd had, and it was only £70,000. Now, obviously, that's a lot of money, but his goal was £1 million, and he was nowhere near it. And it didn't seem like many people cared about what he was doing. And he'd been running every day these ultra marathons. I think his average was 80 kilometers a day or something that he ran every day, no breaks. And no one seemed to care that much. But after a year, he finally made it to the end. He has been inundated with press. He's been on Sky News, BBC, every single thing, abroad. Like, he's famous now. He's broken this world record. He is just under £1 million at the time we're recording this. When we looked yesterday, it was 975,000 in donations that he's collected for charity, which is what he was running for. And it's just like at the end of everything, finally, it's just gone whoosh and taken off exponentially. And it took so long and so much endurance and so much hard work for him to get to that point. And there were so many bad moments on his journey where he almost gave up, where things weren't working. But he finally had that breakthrough and everything took off at the end. And someone interviewed him and they asked him, "How did you make it happen?" And he said, "I felt like I had no choice," because he had a whole team who were traveling with him, who were the cameramen and the editors. And so he didn't feel like he could give up. Obviously, he'd been vlogging it and he'd committed to doing it publicly. He'd already raised some money for charity. So he felt like he was in it and he couldn't let people down and he had no choice. And that was the only reason that he kept going, because he felt like he didn't have a way out. He couldn't just give up. He was already too far in. It's like the sunk cost was too much. He was already too far in. He couldn't let it go. He also had sponsors. So he was sponsored by Huel, which I love. I always drink Huel whenever I'm going on a trip. Because I have smoothies most mornings anyway at home, but they are a travel smoothie and they're gluten-free. So that works for me, and they're vegan and they're just full of nutrients. And so he was sponsored by Huel, which is one of Stephen Bartlett's companies. He also had some other brands who were sponsoring him as well. So I'm sure he didn't want to let his paid sponsors down. And he just kept going. And it just goes to show what can happen, even when you're getting no praise, even when it seems like nothing is working, even when it's hard, you just keep going. And that is when you finally get the breakthrough. But you have to commit to the endurance and you have to let go of any resistance or frustration or emotion you have around that and just make it something that you do, because you're not going to give up on it. And again, that is living in tune with the law of assumption. It's happening no matter what. So I'm not giving up. There's no giving up. It's happening. So why the hell would I give up? You just keep going and you keep plowing on and try and remove as much as possible. It's not going to happen every day, of course. We have ups and downs. But in general, just make it part of your routine. It's something that you do. And you're not getting off that train. Why would you get off that train? You know the destination that you're going to. And it's something that is going to happen no matter what. So you just keep going, even if you don't know when it's going to happen. At some point, there will be a breakthrough. It's coming for you. It absolutely is. And I know that to be true, as long as you don't give up too soon. So you just have to keep taking the action and you have to look for people that inspire you. You have to commit to all areas of your growth, your subconscious mind, your energy, and the physical strategy pieces. Get around people who are growing too and just keep going. And do whatever you can to commit yourself fully to that process. Whether it is announcing it publicly, whether it is getting some skin in the game somehow, like he had the people who were sponsoring him and he'd already collected money. So he was like, well, I can't stop now. He had people that he was paying as part of Project Africa, the editors and things like that. So he just had to keep going. And so what he'd done is he'd fully committed himself to it. So any way that you can fully commit yourself to your next level, that is going to help you to keep going on that way to your breakthrough. If it's too easy to give up too soon, you are never going to get through to that next level. And I know this has happened for me as well. When I have been in business, like now, I have no choice but to make my business work and to make it grow, because I'm the only income right now. And even though my husband will be building a business after he's done his woodwork training, probably for years, I'm going to be that main breadwinner still. And we have a house and we have a car and lives to pay for. So there's no choice. And sometimes that's hard. But also, it means I don't have a get out of jail free card. And so that forces me to go bigger, to do better, to take risks, to show up for my clients in the best way possible, to launch my programs. And it does help. It really does help if you don't let yourself get off that treadmill and you stay on it and keep going, putting everything in to your growth, you are going to reach that breakthrough. You are going to reach that next level. And obviously the action that you're taking will be intuitive, but it doesn't mean that you don't have to take the action. And that is the blend. And our guest next week, her motto is faith plus action equals miracles. And that might give you a clue as to who it is. So I'm really excited for that episode. But for now, I'm so excited to hear about your big breakthrough as it happens. And if this episode resonated with you, you feel like it was for you, I'm speaking to your soul, then send me a DM on Instagram and just let me know that you heard it and that you are right there with me. You are on that treadmill. You're sticking with it. You're following through. You are carrying on with your endurance, and you're even more committed to that now because you know your breakthrough is coming. Whether it is leaving your corporate job and going full-time in your spiritual business, whether it is stepping up a level in your business like I did with leaving the tarot readings behind, and you are serving at a much higher level, a higher price point, a different type of customer, a new niche, a new offer, whatever it is for you, your breakthrough is coming, and I'm so excited for you. So I will leave it there for today. We have got so much good stuff coming up, so I'm so excited. Thank you for listening today, sending you so much love, and I will talk to you very, very soon. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you know when the next one comes out. Reviews really help the Liz Roberta Show, so if you send me a screenshot of your review on the podcast in an Instagram DM at @IamLizRoberta, I'll give you my rich and receiving activation audio to help you break through into your next level of wealth. Thank you so much for spending your time with me today, and I will see you here again, same time, same place, next week.